By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
We've set the atmosphere of your presence, knowing fully well that your presence is all that we need. Our destiny is not about what we want, but all that you want. That is the dispensation. Therefore, this morning, Holy Spirit, over to you. Let no destiny under the sound of my voice be stranded again. By the power and the authority in your word, I speak because I'm sent. Therefore, in the name that is above every name, every destiny will be shot as arrows today. That which is in the mind of eternity before your existence shall be actualized today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, before we sit, we'll pray. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12b, the Bible says, always earnestly praying for you, asking God to make you strong and perfect and to help you know His will in everything you do. This is a line of prayer. The epistles were written for believers. What life are you to live? Check the epistles. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12 becomes a strong daily prayer for you. The Lord, I earnestly, continually pray and asking you that you make me strong and perfect and you help me know your will in everything I do. How many things, sir? How many things, man? Everything I do. You know what that culminates into? It culminates no error. Ultimately, you live your life without any trace of error, any trace of probability. You keep living a life of precision and exactitude. Master, this is my prayer. Keep that scripture on the screen and let that be the prayer. This is my prayer. The Father, I remain strong. I remain perfect. I remain so enabling until your will over my life is complete. That I don't live carelessly or experience any down moment over my destiny. That my destiny evolves into totality. Father, until I do every day of my life according to your will, lift up your voice and make that your prayer right now. In the name of Jesus, I do exactly according to your will. This is my desire. This is my desire that I begin to live in accordance to your will and in accordance to your counsel. And in accordance to your precept. And in accordance to your plan. In the name of Jesus. I stand perfect and complete in the will of God. I don't just know, but I do. I don't just know, but I do. I'm a doer of God's will. I'm a doer of God's counsel. I don't just know. I do. I do what God has said. I fulfill what God had promised. I accomplish what God had ordained of me. In the name of Jesus. Mandele bele mandos. God of heaven, I do your will. I would understand the mystery of your will over my life. I stand strong and complete. I'm perfect in the will of the Master. Irabagadabayeshutos. Zirabarade madeye. Izutendelabaya. Radiramoste. Radabaya paradabaya. Jadela delos. Make me strong. Make me perfect. And help me to know everything about your will as I do them accordingly. Help me to walk in the fullness of your will as I align myself accordingly. That I may boldly say, not my will, Jesus, but thy will be done. Not my plans, Jesus, but your plans be executed. Not my thoughts, Jesus, but your thoughts be fulfilled. Not my desire, but your desire be accomplished. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The greatest misfit is when you acquire a thing that you don't know. When you acquire a thing that is not necessary. When you acquire a thing that cannot work for you. It's the greatest misfit. Because understand, at the acquisition of that thing, you will try to begin to know it. Waste of time. At the acquisition of that thing, it was not meant for you. Waste of time. At the acquisition of that thing, it was not even for your application. That has nothing. You can imagine a lawyer suddenly begins to buy stethoscope or tunic or a swig. That is the one that used to check the blood pressure. What a mishap. Think about it. Think about what I said just now. A lawyer. What will he do with those tools? Just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, as we are set to look into the mystery of predestination this morning, it becomes very clear that what you are wired for, you are wired for. Stop struggling. When I keep telling you you struggle for nothing, I meant it. If there's any element of struggle in your life, you have lost it. I don't care, sir. Believe me, sir. I don't care who has ever told you anything. If there's any, sir, I'm not talking about a phase in your assignment whereby there's nothing. But if struggle has become your identity, you have lost it. No fish struggles inside water. Not one. But you want to see the stupidity of the fish is when he says he wants to play with the cat outside. Because probably they called him catfish. So his mindset is that, no, I must behave like a cat. He will be so stupid. How foolish he will become. And struggle until probably after some few minutes, someone has mercy on him. And just with carelessness, at the heat of throwing inside water, what happens? His glory manifests. You won't waste destiny. I speak to a generation through this Word and Power conference. Please, sir, you see, get set for the mystery of predestination, because I will cause you to cry. Because there's no need. There's no need wasting your time, sir. If you are not fit for it, you are not fit for it. There's nothing like God trying to manage you or arrange you. There's nothing like that. Do you understand what God has in store? Nothing, hear me, sir, nothing happens as a surprise to God. Everything has been ordained by God. Who do you think God is? Your husband? Who gave me the instruction now and changed his mind? Or your wife who disappears suddenly? Who do you think God is? A careless person who just talks anyhow? Do you know God? How could he have brought you to the earth and is now trying to second guess and begin to dabble and fiddle with your destiny? From today, every human desire dies. Let that amen be the strongest for you. I say it again, every human desire over you dies. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 2. Make it good news. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 2. I want to know you more. Look at this. From now on, then, I must live the rest of my earthly life controlled by whose will? Not by what? Haven't understood the mystery of his will yesterday. Then it becomes a prayer. The rest of my earthly life. Make a new living, sir. Thank you. Look at this. Hey, appropriate it. Go. Want to go. I won't spend the rest of my life chasing my own desires. But I will be anxious. What a scripture. We should have gotten it yesterday. Do you understand? Restlessness. I'll be restless to do the will of God. I'll be chasing shadows. Trying to please men. Trying to fulfill what God has said must not be fulfilled. Trying to make things happen. But I will live my life anxious, desperate, passionate, hungry, desirous to do the will of God. It's my desire for all of God in my life. Lift up your two hands to God. Turn that to prayer for yourself, sir. Turn that to prayer for yourself. I won't spend the rest of my life chasing shadows. I won't spend the rest of my life chasing my own plans. Chasing my own will. Chasing my own thoughts. I'll spend the rest of my life anxious to do the will of God. Anxious to do the will of God. For necessity is laid on me. Woe is me if I do not your will. I live to do your will, Jesus. I live to do your will. My heart's desire to know you.
love you more and more. It is my heart's desire to serve you more and more. Lord, I want to live all of my life for you. To know you more and more. It is my heart's desire to love you more and more. It is my heart's desire to serve you more and more. Lord, from the womb of the morning,
You had ordained every one of us for such a time as this. We stay alive this morning to birth purpose. Thank you, because no destiny shall be confused again. We give you praise, Master. In Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 1 again. Shall we rise to our feet as we read God's word together? Carry your Bibles, everyone. Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 1, from verse 9 to verse 12. As we honor God. Shall we read verse 9, 1 to go? Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Verse 12, loud together, one to go. Someone shout hallelujah. Hold the hand of your neighbor, say, neighbor, you have been predestinated. You are not here by mistake. Neighbor, actually, you're sitting next to me. I've been ordered by God. Therefore, be very careful how you are standing by me or soon sitting next to me. Be careful of me, because this thing is a setup. Therefore, I charge you this day to understand that destiny is actually speaking by standing next to me. Very soon, it will become very difficult to see me nor greet me. Take advantage of today, because I know what I'm saying. You look for me, you can't see me around. Not that I won't come to church, but I've left your realm. So today, I celebrate you and I honor you. It's just for a while. Go ahead and celebrate and honor that person right now. Glory to God. Please, you may be seated, somebody. It's my honor to welcome every one of us in the name of the Lord. In the course of the conference, we'll acknowledge every one of us, especially men of God and women of God in their ministries. In Jesus' precious name. Now, verse 11 is the key today. Yesterday we began the mystery of his will. Today, the mystery of predestination. We look at verse 11. Shall we read verse 11 together again? One, two, go. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Who worketh how many things? Who worketh how many things? All things. That is profound. After the counsel of his will, he worketh all things. Oh, Shadabani. Amplified. Look at what Amplified said. In him we also were made God's heritage, that is portion, and we obtained an inheritance, for we had been foreordained, that is chosen, and appointed beforehand in accordance with his purpose, who works out everything in agreement with the counsel and design of his will. In precision, his own will. Easy English if you have, sir. In Christ also, God chose us to be his own people. Someone say, I'm God's person. God had already decided that this was his purpose. What? He had when? Already. Decided that this was his purpose. And he does, let's read that together. One, two, go. Go. And he does all things as a result of what he himself. What he himself has decided to do. He does how many things? All things. He does how many things? All things. What he himself has decided to do, he does all things. Let me start by establishing some assertions as my processes. Number one, from this scripture, the journey of life and destiny is a mystery. The journey of life and destiny, ladies and gentlemen, is a mystery. If I hear this, no man, no one absolutely have the clarity of it. Because even destiny itself, God communicates in part. God unveils to you per time, bringing you to fullness with time. It's a mystery. But you know the communication. When we pray in the spirit, what are we doing, sir? We're doing what? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2. The Bible says we are speaking mysteries. We are processing something. The Bible says it's by the Spirit of God. We speak this mystery by the Spirit of God. The New Living Translation. We speak it by the Spirit of God. We communicate this thing mysteriously. The New International Version. By the Spirit of God. The Bible said our communication of wisdom is a mystery. That the things we speak are producing mystery in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 7. We speak these things. So, sir, God's plan for my life, I've spoken it several times and I didn't know. God's purpose over my life, I've declared it several times and I'm not aware. Because when I speak in tongues, I speak mystery. Hey, in that seated position, do it right now. With a consciousness of your destiny in view, speak in tongues. I release the wisdom of God. I release the wisdom of God in operation. I release the wisdom of God in operation. I release the wisdom of God in operation. Shanela Baliantari Andadabas. I release the wisdom of God
This is for my glory. That's what that scripture said. It has been ordained for my glory. Thank you, Father. See what that scripture said. If you have a woman, you give me next. It said, we speak this wisdom of God in the mystery. It said, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world, unto what? If you don't speak in tongues in this generation, you miss out. This thing had been ordained for our glory. Comment. If you have. On the contrary, we speak God's hidden wisdom in a mystery, which God predestined before the ages. For whose glory, sir? So when I'm speaking in tongues, I'm releasing things into the atmosphere. It will produce glory for me. One more time. Get it strong. Speak in tongues loud. It will produce glory. Shandela pregada bandes. Shara ra de 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 bali sabaya. Shara de te te de bali karoto sidadaba. Shandela pregada de amanderebos. For my glory. Blessed Abaye. Glorious destiny in view is for my glory. Shirabaye Shigarabaya. Iradanda Baye Karabare Ramanda. Shirabaya Tirabelebos. Shiralalalabaladia Nomosa. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. So we have started, number one, that the journey of life and destiny is a mystery. We can't understand in full. Because the ways of God are mysterious. So when we speak in tongues, we're communicating this mystery. Which scripture said had been ordained for our glory. So when we speak in tongues, we're actually going in partnership with God to begin to unveil this mystery, that suddenly we find ourselves in the center of His will without struggle. Because those words of the Spirit are not ordinary. For you must understand they were made by the Word. How were you made, sir? God spoke you into existence. Therefore, destiny will be spoken into existence. This is the hidden wisdom of God for your glory. Are you with me, somebody? That is why it becomes a shame for a believer to let anyone tell you that they've covered your destiny. Do you understand? You see, there's some demonic, abalistic statements that becomes normal in the church. That they've covered your destiny. That they are sitting on your glory. How can they sit on your glory? When the Bible said you speak these things out. So do you understand? How can you tell me that someone sat on your glory? Or another careless statement. They are using your glory. Do you understand how abalistic we have become in the church of Jesus Christ? How can they use your glory? Can I ask you a question? Who gave you the glory? You know what that means? If they are using your glory, that means they are using God. Do you understand? How can they? You know, you've said it so much. Oh, my glory. Anyone using my glory, I return you back. See, you are sick. Something's wrong with you. It can't be true. Because you've been built with such an abalistic. You know the problem is this. The African mindset has been brought into the Christian faith. So it has become part of our system.
The Bible said this thing is hidden in the wisdom of God. When I speak it, it's for my glory. And he said, when I speak in tongues, do you understand that scripture again? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2. That when I speak in tongues, I'm not speaking any kind of words. I'm speaking mysteries unto who? God. Unto God, who owns destiny, who owns my glory. So why should any man sit on my glory? How can anyone come to that totality that someone is tampering with my glory? Who can tamper with your glory? Understand, sir. Think about it. So that for the first time, you will not have anybody to blame. And they say, oh, the reason why I'm not doing well is because they are pursuing. Pursuing who? How can they pursue you? It's because they don't like you. How can they? How can you say that? Someone took your place. How can they take your place at your age? How can someone take your place? Can't you see how big you are? Someone now took your place. What is that mindset about? You don't know what your destiny is all about. You don't also know what your destiny wants. Sir, do you understand this, sir? You know what it does, sir? It eliminates any form of competition. I have a destiny hidden in glory. So there's no competition. That child there does not affect me. That great man of God does not tamper with me. That shop next to me is not an issue. How I desire you can understand this and change your mindset. The reason why we are not doing well is because when that person came, that's why they collected our customer. Something is wrong with you. Why should it be you? It shows that you are not even making sense and impact. Why should they collect your customer? It means you don't have any market. You don't have a product. You don't have anything to show. How can someone look at you and it's only what belongs to you they want to collect? Where did you get the mindset from? You don't understand the mystery of predestination. My prayer is that God will open your eyes today. Your destiny, your life is a mystery. No man can unravel it, sir. No man can understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, no man can be able to capture your life. Not one. Sir, understand. John chapter 3. The Bible said the wind bloweth, verse 8, where it listed. You don't know where it's coming from, nor where it's going to. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Your destiny is born of the Spirit. It's a mystery. Why should, I understand, sir, I'm already stuck. I can't even move to the next point. Why should someone sit down in his common sense think that someone is sitting on his destiny? Why should someone think that the reason why he's not doing well is because of another person? Where did you get it from? Don't you know that every star shines at its orbit? No competition anywhere. The Bible said they that compare themselves to themselves and compete with themselves, they are not wise. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. They are very stupid. They are very foolish, other version said. Say they are foolish, they are unwise people. And one version said, he said, God does not relate with such people of low estate. People that begin to compare themselves with themselves and compete with themselves. Understand that your destiny is a mystery. Your life is a mystery. No force of hell can tamper with it. That is the glory of predestination. No force of hell. Understand, sir? No force of hell has what it takes to alter your destiny. Number two. Now, this mystery of predestination is exactly according to the good pleasure of his will. Write this down. Exactly according to the good pleasure of his will. I mean, that is remarkable for me. The good pleasure of his will. So it's all about what he wants. It's all about what he wills. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, sir. Karabaye kaso.
haven't predestinated us. Look up, everybody. Look up. See this, sir. Haven't predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. According to what? Do you know what that means? Good pleasure of his will. What a sentence. Good pleasure of his will. Verse 9. Haven't made known unto us the mystery of his will. Follow again. According to what? To his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. Good pleasure. Verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Good pleasure of his will. Good pleasure of his will. This predestination is about what gives him pleasure, not what gives you pleasure. Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying whose counsel? My counsel shall stand, and I will do my pleasure. Good pleasure of his will. I will do my pleasure. You know what that means, sir? When you are unhappy, God is excited. When you are concerned, God is fulfilled. When suddenly you don't understand how come this is happening, God is saying, this part of my counsel. When you are complaining and sad, God is saying, yeah, he's on track. She's right in there. The good pleasure of his will. Then all things work together for your good. Because it's all about the good pleasure of his will. It is not about what will make you happy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about what will make God happy. It's, beloved, understand this. It's not about what will give you satisfaction. It's about what will give God satisfaction. The mystery of predestination is in accordance to the good pleasure of his will over your life. So many things becomes of you. And suddenly, you're asking, where is God? And God says, relax. He's part of it. If you understand what Christ has done in your life, you can't be mismanaged. You can't, sir. You can't be disadvantaged. I wish you understand this thing. You can't, sir, believe me, you can't be troubled. If you understand what he has done, predestination is true, is real. It's so hard. It is according to the good pleasure of his will. He does what he likes. Asheyu wuni. You can't ask him questions. Whatever he feels like he does, who are you? I mean, how do you think about that? I declare your end from your beginning. I declare the things that are not yet done. Because I've made up my mind concerning you, my counsel shall stand. And I will do my pleasure. I will do what I like, not what you want. I will do what is satisfactory to the reason I created you, not what you want me to do for you. That is what we call dispensation. God totally having the control of the affairs of a man. This is what predestination is. It's all about. Number three. Therefore, your life and your destiny is under or is controlled by this mystery of predestination. It's under a control. Stop struggling for nothing. You have been predestinated. Stop suffering for nothing. You have been predestinated. Stop trying to make things work for nothing. It has been predestinated. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. The Bible says, which God had before foreordained. Because we are his own. Amplified, sir.
He said, for we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking parts which He prepared aforehand or ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Did you understand that? He did what, sir? He prearranged. And then did what, sir? Made ready. So, understand, sir. Every life you are living part time has been prearranged. Made ready for you to live. So, you don't actually need to struggle to live it. Just live it. You have the passion of that scripture. Look at this. Shall we read together? One, two, go. We have become His poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny He has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the Anointed One, even before we were born. Stop, stop. Before when? Before when? So, do you now understand that your salvation was arranged? The day you gave your life to Christ was already a setup. Oh. Did you get that, sir? Was it what, sir? Setup. He has arranged everything. Now, let's read up, everybody. God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do. What did he do, sir? He planned in advance your destiny. Look up, everybody. So what does that mean? 28th of September, 2019. What does that mean? What does that mean? It had been planned. So why struggle? Think about this. Why struggle? Why struggle? Is it that God has lied? Or you just don't want to believe what Christ has done? These are strong scriptures that should make a believer not to ever bother, but to live life just according to the will of God. Why struggle? Why struggle? Why trying to make things work when it has already been worked out? Just walk in it. Don't try. Just walk. Sir, they look simple, but that's the truth. They are too simple. It's the simplicity of the gospel. Why struggle? Why should a man struggle when your path has been preordained by God? Sir, do you understand? Why should you struggle? It has been preordained. Everything has been laid beforehand. It's a path that you must walk. Can I pray for you? That only that path that He had prepared for you, you will walk in from today. And I decree that in the name of Jesus Christ, every destiny under the sound of my voice will not derail. Yes. If that amen can be stronger, receive it now. Yes. Number four, therefore, your destiny is for your glorification. That is what the scripture said. Your predestination is for your glorification. Is for your glorification. Then you can now appreciate Romans chapter 8 from verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good. to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. Why? Because he had predestinated us by foreknowing us to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. And whom he foreknew, verse 30, he predestinated. And they predestinated, called. He called them to justify them so that they can be glorified. So this predestination is for your glorification. So the plan about your life, about your existence, is to end in glory. Why should you get worried? Why should you get troubled? It's not for your shame. It's not for your destruction. Open your Bibles and read that scripture yourself. You know, Jesus Christ picked Isaiah 61 and he read, we saw in Luke chapter 4 that he read it, and he said to them, he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in my life and in your ears. And the Bible said, he closed the book and that was it. It was announced. As we read that scripture right now from your own Bible, this day is this scripture be fulfilled in your life. Romans chapter 8, from verse 28 to verse 30. I wish every one of us can see the reality of destiny. I was talking to my children this morning, and I was telling them about, we're going to read the scripture, but hear this. I was telling them about my brother. By the way, my senior brother is here this morning. Amen. I was talking to them about my brother. How that he taught me the way of the Lord. How that he made going to church very simple. I said, Savior, I was probably your age, 7 years old, when he would grab me by the right hand and say, we'll go to church. And then suddenly when I became like chosen, 10, 11 years old, I began to go to church on my own. And if you can remember, sir, three buses, I will go to church on my own. It got to a stage whereby I was living in church than at home. Because there are some things that happen to you that you don't understand. It's predestination. And this gave me the foundation for my existence. That was sound and solid before even oil came upon my head. I was strong and alive. Now, is my senior brother 10 years older than me, but I'm his pastor. I speak over his life. I tell him what must be and I prophesy to him. And it comes to pass. When he's challenged, he comes to me. But he never knew that it was predestination he was handling when he was taking me to church. I remember when it was difficult to go through university. So this man shut down his masters and sacrificed his salary to ensure that he go to university. He never knew he was preparing himself. One day, because his wife operates in the prophetic, he said, as 2 years ago, or 3 years when the ecclesia started, Pastor Victor, the glory of this ecclesia is big. The wife told him, even you walk under him. He said, Zogas, I reject. But I laughed. When the time comes, I will show him when God said so. Predestination is a mystery, sir. I will unravel it if you can open your ears and your eyes. And don't cheat yourself. This scripture must be fulfilled. Read, everybody. Romans, sir, read with, please understand though. Hold on, sir. Look up, sir. Let me tell you what happened, sir. You see, one of the great... Understanding is a miracle. Understanding is not cheap.
One of the greatest miracles you can have. The Bible says that Jesus opened their eyes that they might understand the scriptures. Luke chapter 24 verse 45. It's a miracle. And when understanding is better, faith is better, destiny is made. Because you walk by faith, you live by faith. The just shall operate and live by his faith. Why is the Nigerian believer confused? Because they don't understand scriptures. So man of God will just scatter things and then everybody's copy and paste because we've not understood light. And the things that God has said we have, a man of God is now praying that you must get. I'm confused. I'm totally confused. A thing that God said belongs to you, a new birth, a man of God said you have to pray to get it. What a confusion. Then what did Jesus do? What is the work of the finished cross? What is it about? Jesus Christ went to church that day, and the Bible said he picked the Bible and read Isaiah 61. And said, this day, I'm talking about Luke chapter 4 from verse 18 to verse 21. Said, this day, this scripture fulfilled your life. He closed the book, and the Bible said, all eyes were fastened on him. That was the announcement of his destiny. You know what, sir? Bible commentary said he has been reading it several times. But that particular day, light dawned, destiny opened. The next statement they said was, is this not Joseph's son? Is this not the lay reader, the normal person that leads prayer, that read scriptures in our time? How come he's speaking gracious words? He didn't preach, he only read. Sir, read, read with life, because I speak with the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to verse 30. Read loud, strong, and when you are true, you shout it. This day is this scripture fulfilled in my life. Remember, appropriation is key. Katalambano is the word. Appropriate it into your life. So you're not preaching to anyone. You are speaking the word of God. You know what Jesus said? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He didn't say it's upon us. For he has anointed me to preach. That's what he was reading Isaiah 61. And when it was true, he said, this day, this scripture. He didn't say, may God bless his word. He didn't say, shall we speak in tongues. He closed the book and he left. Sir, scripture said he didn't go back to his seat. He left and went out of the sanctuary. And that was the beginning of his miracles. That was the beginning of the announcement of his destiny. Every eyes were, pow! Kilo day, what happened? What happened between reading the scripture and we hearing the scripture? Something is about to happen. Speak in tongues right now before you read. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues, somebody. Shata yese bori dabas. Shiala balatina namasa. Shigariatene le belatina maste. Lende sunomasikaba. Iderabaya shirabalaba. In Jesus' name. Read. One, two, go. And I know that all things work together for my good. Because I love God. Because I'm the called according to his purpose. For I he did foreknow. He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. That I might become the firstborn among many brethren. Hey. Moreover, I he predestinate. I also he called. I he called. I also he justified. I he justified. I also he glorified. This day is this scripture fulfilled in the ears of everyone. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Do you understand? Predestination is for your glorification. You know what that means? It means that every circumstance and event of my life is temporal. Destiny is a reality. It means that every event and every circumstance of my life cannot alter destiny. If you understand where you're coming from, for we know all things. Why? Because he had foreknew me with the mind that he has predestinated me. And the end of my journey is glorification. Meaning I must end in glory whether the shame is happening now. So no circumstance is permanent. Destiny is permanent. Circumstance and events are temporal, subject to change. So it is for my glorification. So I know. I'm just, sir, do you understand, sir? Are you, oh my God. And we know, do you know? That's what makes you brag. Do you know that this thing is to work together for your good? Are you with me? Do you know? Or they are telling you? Do you know, or you're looking for someone to encourage you? Encourage you for what, sir? You know, we are a generation of encouragement. We like messages of encouragement. And I ask myself, in the time of Jesus, who was encouraging him? And I ask myself, in the time of Paul, who was encouraging him? When Paul was discouraged, you know what he said? He said, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Because there's nobody to encourage. There's no pastor to preach an encouragement message for. I'm strong. Do you understand? I know what lies ahead, so I keep pushing. But our generation, encourage me now. Encourage me. I need encouragement. Where did your encouragement go before? You know what he told Joshua, sir? He said, Joshua, hey, see you. Let me tell you. Predestination has stated that you are taking them to the land of the promise. But what did he say next? Be strong and be of good courage. Verse 6. I'm telling you, verse 7 again. Only be thou strong and be of good courage. Verse 9. In case you don't understand, above everything, only be strong and be of good courage. This is God telling him once and for all. After that, he never told him again. The next chapter, war. Next chapter, war. Next chapter, war. Next chapter, war. Every chapter, there was war. One encouragement is enough. But our generation, everyday encouragement. Ada, tomorrow, it will be well. Even inside the well, it will still be well. Don't bother. God will do it again. And then you now sing songs. You know, it becomes a folk tale. I'm not giving up. I'm not down. My God will do it again, just like before. Do you understand? He didn't change his mind that he will not do it again. You are the one that is giving up. And that's why you sang that song, to encourage yourself that you are not down. Who put you down? He put you up. You put yourself down. Someone say, I'm not discouraged, my friend. Hey, not your neighbor. Say, my friend, I'm not discouraged. Understand, sir. Friends, you see, understand. Understand. There's no place for it. If it's destiny you have to fulfill, understand, sir. There's no place for it. Destiny is permanent. Events and circumstances are temporal. That is the mystery of predestination. What will be as been will forever come to pass. So why the struggle? I remember yesterday morning, my sister, the only sister we have, same father, same mother. So she called from UK. And then she said, hey, man of God, congratulations. She has a business there in UK, of which she's feeding thousands in Nigeria. Feeding thousands with property. And then she said, in our words, the same day, I don't want to call assignment, the same day this was born, Ecclesia was born, 27th of September, glory to God. And she said, for I remember, in the course of praying one day, I saw how that I was feeding people and you were loosening people and preaching the word the same day. Ladies and gentlemen, can't you see what lies ahead of you? You know the glory, if we get into it, I will show you. You know the glory? The glory is that your salvation is actually the greatest secret of your predestination. That you are saved shows that you are going to blow. Sir, and I want you to celebrate the equality of destiny over this matter. So there's nothing called that someone's destiny is bigger than your own. That you are saved. Sir, understand that you are saved. Brought you into the positive side of destiny. Salvation. But many don't. Many don't know. Let me do something. What is this destiny predestination about? Now listen and listen very carefully. Number one, what is this predestination about? Because we need to understand this. You see, I'm taking my time as strong as I can to be able to communicate detail to you. Because enough of being detailed. What is this predestination about? Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Meaning, number one, it is because of what I know ahead, that is why I planned your life. It is because of what I know ahead. What is this predestination about? It is because of what I know ahead. That is why I planned your end. So your end is a result of what I had foreknown. So there's something in the mind of God for him to have predestined you. Number two, the foreknowing and the foreseeing of your expected end. That is what predestination is about. The foreknowing and the foreseeing of your expected end. God is saying, I know where you're going, and I know what will happen in your life. I have seen it. I know the thoughts. I know the plans I have for you. And the reason for this knowledge is to bring you to an end, an expected end. Number three, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. The word of God, the Lord came unto Jeremiah saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Meaning, the singular reason I formed you is simply because I have known your head. Write it down. The singular reason I formed you is because I have known your end. I knew thee. Before you came forth, I knew thee. You know what that means? It means there was an information before the real formation. I have an information about you. That's why I now decided to form you. So there was inform before form. Do you understand what I'm saying? I had an information. This is the reason why I formed you. It is based on an information of you. That's why I brought you into formation. He said, and I went ahead and I sanctified you, meaning I separated you. And I ordained you, meaning I prepared you. You know what that means, sir? Hey, listen, sir. Listen. I'm not against many things, but understand. Your ordination had been settled before you were born. So every physical one you are doing is not necessary. It's just a ceremony. Hear me, sir. You want to hear the other part of it? If therefore God has not ordained you from your mother's womb, and anybody ordains you, is a waste. Who ordained Jesus? Nobody. And you are a Jesus generation. And as the Father sent him, so has he sent you. Think, sir. Sir, He's not sending you as a disciple. He's sending you as a Jesus. And you see, someone that has a great call of God upon his life is looking for who to ordain him. I'm concerned. So, do you know something? Hey, please understand. I'm not against mentorship. You have to be. Because if you start an assignment and you were not prepared, you have not gone through followership and mentorship, you will repeat the exam enough. Anything you start and you have not served, you will suffer. It's a scriptural principle. Anything you start, and I'm talking to men of God now, anything you start and you have not served, you will suffer. You will start all over again. You can't wake up and compare Victor to yourself. I served Bishop Oyedepo. I didn't steal his money. I didn't lie to him. I didn't cheat him for solid 15 years. Solid 15 years. I was a Living Faith pastor in 2001, but I knew Ecclesia in 1999. I never brought Ecclesia into the view of Living Faith when I was in Living Faith. I was dead, completely dead to Ecclesia and alive to Living Faith. That by the time I thought 2012 that it's time to go, and I told God that I was going, I said, forget about it. Say, you're not going anywhere. You know what I said to myself? I said, God, stop it. Don't do it again. Don't let me see Ecclesia again. I don't want to hear anything about Ecclesia. I don't want to have anything to do with Ecclesia. I want to die with this assignment. Shall we close on? But you must understand the power of predestination. I can't forget that picture. Friday night, 2015 Shiloh, and then the dummy design of the Faith Theater came, and that music, I can't forget that, and I was watching it. Interestingly, to the glory of God, a month before then, just about 5-6 of us were privileged to see the video with God's servant, and I was excited. So it wasn't that I was shocked in front of the whole congregation. I was not shocked. I was excited. I was, oh, sir. Man, this Faith Theater will be too much. Because I'm excited. I'm not faking it. I had every meaningful intention to die for the work. And then, as he was showing me that particular Friday night of Shiloh, tears started coming out of my eyes. You know why tears was coming out of my eyes? Not the glory. Guess what? Oh, my Father is going to be great. That was my tears. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This man's vision is getting fulfilled. What a joy. That was my excitement. Got to my office at 1 a.m. Lie down speaking in tongues. I can't forget that position. Lie down one angle speaking in tongues. At just 3 minutes past 4, that vision replayed. The Faith Theater. Gang, 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 gang. But this time around, it was not funny. I saw myself. The Faith Theater was coming towards me. And I was falling. And then so I began to run. Faith Theater was chasing me. Faith Theater was chasing me. You know what happened to me, sir? Before God and heaven, suddenly, as I was about to be overwhelmed by Faith Theater, I heard a cry of destiny. Ecclesia shall not die. I must live to do it. That was it. And God said, 2016, you just have to get it done. The mystery of predestination. Friends, if you can understand this, sir, you believe me, sir. I'm tired. I said it yesterday. I'm tired of many of you. 3-4 things you are doing. You drop one, you went ahead. You drop one, you went ahead. Have you not noticed that become a pattern in your life? There's nothing you start that you finish. So how will you tell me that God has predestined? It's a lie. Check scripture. Abraham was one thing before he became destiny. Jeremiah was one thing before he became destiny. Joshua was one thing. Job, one thing. All of them one. But you, pa, 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 pa. No, sir. No, no, no. No, sir. Don't explain nonsense. No. God is not an author of confusion. You think destiny is a guesswork? Guess what? How? Understand what I've said?
It was an information that gave birth to your formation. So something had been known. Something had been seen. So say, let's make it. I knew thee. That's why I formed thee in the womb. So if I didn't know you, I wouldn't have formed you. Number four. And this number four, I'm going to dwell on it, and it's very beautiful for me. Predestination is about a prepared destiny, not an accidental discharge. Predestination is about a prepared destiny, not an accidental discharge. Predestination is about a prepared destiny, beloved, not an accidental discharge. Understand? What is the dimension of this under number four? Follow this. Follow this and you will get it. You will agree with me that every building is first and foremost designed before it is built. Huh? Engineer. Abi. Huh? Which other engineer do you have? Engineer Joshua. True? Every building is first of all what? Write it down. Write it down, sir. Every building. Hey, Kaaba. Is first of all designed before it is built. Now, and who are you? You are God's building. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. The Bible says you are God's building. You are God's building. Hey. Every building is first of all designed before it is built. Who is the builder? Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10. Scripture says God is the builder. The builder and the maker. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4 also. Every man builds some things, but the builder of all things is God. Do you understand, sir? Every building is first of all designed before it is built. God is the builder. You are his building, scripture said. Don't you think there must have been a design? Think, sir. Hush. Think. Who do you take God for? An artisan who is careless? The Bible said he's the master builder. What are you talking about? Who do you take God for? A Confucianist like you and I? Now, number two under that number four. So there must be a design before the building is built. There must be a design before the building is built. Why? The design is for reference purpose. It's for reference purpose. Sir, do you understand, sir? Look up, everybody. Look up, sir. Look up, sir. Look. Look up. What is the design for? What is the design for? So, how many engineers do you have on ground? You're an engineer. Let me see your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. I like that. Look at that little child. He's an engineer. Congratulations. Now, so we can flow. Now, so there's a design. So what do we do with the design? We make reference with the design so as to build what we want to build. Follow this. So the design is as a template. True or false? Follow me. What do they call those things? You know, those build things done with the cardboard, and then they're called models. Is it true? Prototype. Okay. Do you, sir? Do you understand?
So, there's a model in place. That is predestination. He had something in mind for you. Hey. This comes to my mind. When you know, we can laugh about this now, but it's very interesting. When Ecclesia began, we began with a tent around that side. How many of us were around that time when we were in the tent? Remember that time we had natural AC, or like now, that is it. Two, you don't need to make up. After a while, what happens? Dust will make you up. Three, breeze blow in service. What will happen? Some people must begin to hold the pole. Then a face came and we built. Hear this. Dr. Henry is here. We built a tent without a design. Huh? Without what? No dimension, no design. I don't want to call some names. There's a particular name. If I call the name, just if you Google it, do anything row, don't go there. If you hear any name row, don't let me tell you the full name. Row. I remember personally, over 6 million of my personal money, everything home and abroad went into it. I can never forget. We were preparing for Gilgal, Abi, Alpha, and then this good man came. Shaking in his bumble. Sir, the tent has come down. Why would he come down? There is no design. Sir, you see, you are laughing. But this is strong. Sir, do you understand? It has come down. So he was waiting. Maybe I was saying, stop that, my friend. I said, did you come down? He said, no, I didn't come down, sir. That's why you're here. Say, what about the instruments? Oh, yeah, pack it, don't worry. No problem. But just imagine. Hear this, sir. Only for when to pray. And then, okay, yeah, let me jump. Suddenly, when it was now time, okay, when I was, okay, this. I can't forget, if Dr. Shola or Sasha is around, the brother, I can't forget it, I'm trying to remember his name, he's an architect. For the first time, there was a design. For the first time, there were dimensions. Sir, we're close to the mountain. The breeze in this place can pull your house down. So, it had become solid. Because there's a template now. Two, sir. I went to pray, and the Lord said, you're a dummy. You know, God fears you. He can't talk to you anyhow. Me, he talks to me anyhow. You're a dummy. He said, remember what I told you in so year. I don't want to lie now, so I can't remember. And I wrote the dimension down. Say, yeah. How did he appear? Padeboy. Victor, don't disappoint us. How can you make a mistake like this? This is the design. This is how the altar must be. Ah, sir, do you understand? This is the dimension. Don't be careless, boy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was it. There's a design. It is that design God is watching to build. It's not your tears. It's not your feeling. It's not because you are hungry. So you can now feed to fulfill ministry and send your children to school. There's a design. Sir, you see, if you understand predestination, sir, you will be happy. Just imagine. Suddenly they are building. They are confused. What do? They stop. Check the design. Let's check the design. It becomes a template, a guide, a direction to whatever that we need to do. There's a design. Lift up your right hand.
Lord, I pray for them for my sake. Because you sent me for these people to hear my voice. I have a clear design of what Ecclesia must be till 2043. I'm not confused. Therefore, I decree for everyone under the sound of my voice on ground and online, and anyone that will pick this message at any given time, the design of your destiny will not be corrupted. That which God has predestined you for, you will not go contrary to it. If you believe it, let your amen be the strongest. There's a design. Therefore, you must understand that without fail, that nothing just happens. Nothing just happens. Then you can appreciate Romans chapter 8 and verse 28 again. Hey, so you become strong. And we know. Haido is the word. We have come to full terms. We are totally informed. There is an information that led to the formation. And we know that all things work together for good. Because we are called. You just know. You know that you are going to do well. Because you are in the center of His will. You know that nothing will take you down. Because you know that God is with you. We know. Do you know, sir? Are you aware? Have you come to a point of perception? That this thing is for my good. And we know. Predestination. Are you aware that if that thing you are in now is to bring shame, God will be blamed? Are you aware? Are you aware that if that thing is to come to a close, God will be at fault if you are in predestination? So what does He do? He will guard with jealousy everything that has to do with you. And He will say to you, my son, you will not see shame. If only you can stay and obey. If only you cannot be shaken by nothing. If only you can be strong and stubborn over the things that I've said concerning you. Do you know? Give me amplified of that scripture. All things are working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. Now hear this. We are assured and know that being a partner in their labor. Now, what was verse 27? Speaking in tongues, which is praying according to His will. So scripture said, when you are speaking in tongues, you are in partnership with Him and you are laboring. Follow this. All things work together and are fitting into a plan for good, to and for those who love God and are called according to what? A design and purpose. You have easy English, sir. Easy English. Thank you. And God, verse, thank you. God has good purposes for those who love Him. We know that. He uses everything that happens to them to bring good results on. How many things, sir? How many things, sir? How many things? Everything that happens to them
including the bad things and the terrible things and the unbelievable things and the unthinkable things. God said, He sent you all things on their behalf. Go on, sir. Thank you. Return. He does this for those people that He has chosen. He has chosen His people to do what He wants them to what? To be. Do you have passion? See this. So we are convinced. We are what, sir? I do. We are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into... For we are His lovers who have been called to fulfill His design. I don't have to worry. It's working for me. It's working for me. It's working for me. Because all things working for my good. It's intentional. Never failing. All things working for my good. It's intentional. Never fail. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody, lift up your voice right now.
He's working for my good. He's working for my good. Hey, He's working for my good. I know it. He's working for my good. He's working for my good. He's working for my good. I know everything is working for me. No disadvantage. Why? Nonsense. No disadvantage.
And follow this sequence. Follow this. Follow this and let your spirit catch it. You know, my prayer, as it was given this knowledge, I said, Lord, can you bring everybody into what I'm experiencing? Nothing happens to me without knowing ahead. I say it with all authority on His exalted altar, making boast in God. Nothing I know ahead.
That must be the mystery of predestination. This thing I've been, it will be. It must be. It has been written. It's a pattern that must be followed. Because there's a design. I'm not a victim. You're not a victim of circumstance or happenstance. There's no guesswork about this thing. There's a purpose at stake. There's a plan in the agenda of eternity. So there cannot be confusion, my brother. There cannot be guesswork. I beg you. If it's only five of us that can come out of this place with this knowing, destiny will align. The things that you are now praying for, you stop praying. I've told you I don't have prayer points. God is my witness. I don't have prayer points. So what do? I speak in tongues. I was telling my brother, I don't know about what happened to you yesterday. As I was driving home, I nearly ran mad. Because what I was saying was strange. I stopped in the middle of the road in my car. I keep what I say to myself. Is this real? Could this be real? I go to the estate judge, I stopped. I entered, I stopped. See what I'm seeing in the atmosphere. See what I'm seeing in the sky. Lord, what is this? Sir, believe me, sir. If this is not real, it won't bring this message to us. It's not for one person. Stop that nonsense. It's for all. There's a knowing over your life. It's for all. That you know the end of a thing before it starts. Because that was actually the reason why it started. That the end was known already. So what is the guesswork about? Now, this is the mystery. Now follow me, sir. Therefore, we can now understand. Revelation 13 verse 8 said, Jesus was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. You know what that means? God knew that Adam would fall before Satan came. Follow me. I'm building something now. God knew that Adam would fall before Satan came. Why? Jesus was the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. This thing was programmed that it will happen. So there's nothing that the devil did that took God by surprise. He's working for you. He's working for you. There's nothing. Suddenly God didn't wake up and say, yeah. What are we going to do? No, sir. Shut up. Understand? No. So this Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. Now hear this. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4a. The Bible says, you have been chosen. He has chosen us in him before the world began. Before the foundation of the world. You know what that means? Your salvation had been ordained before the day you say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4a. Understand. Understand again that God had already planned ahead everything that will happen to Adam before he even fell. How did you know? When God asked Adam, where art thou? He was not talking about location. He was talking about destination. Something had altered destiny. God sees all things. When God asked him in chapter 3, where are you? He's no. I can't find you. I'm no, sir. Something had happened. How do you know, sir? Suddenly, remember what God told him? Of every tree of the garden you can eat. But don't eat this one. The day you eat it, you will die. That's the one he ate. Part of the tree of the garden was the tree of what? Life. And the Bible said, after Adam had eaten the tree of good knowledge of good and evil, God did not allow him to touch the tree of life. Why? The Bible said that God mounted an angel to guard the tree of life as he chased Adam out. Why? That's Genesis, beautiful. Now, do you understand? Now, how can you imagine? To guard that tree of life, nobody must touch this. Why? Because if he touched the tree of life, Jesus, lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth, will not be fulfilled. Predestination. You know what that means, sir? It totally means that God has a foreknowledge of everything about you. He has worked out a plan. And that worked out plan is predestination. Understand, sir? It means God has a backup plan for everything he does. Did you hear what I said, sir? What did I say just now? He has a backup plan for everything that he does. That was why the Bible said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. They thought that it was to his disadvantage, but they never knew that it was for his glory. This backup plan includes you. Why? Because of the bad choices you have made. You know what it does? When you chose something wrongly, it begins to get a backup plan so that destiny must still be fulfilled. Someone say, yeah. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, three uncompromising truths you must know about predestination. Number one, God does not predestine evil. Get this out. I don't care what you say you have known. God does not predestine evil, but he knows that there will be evil. God does not predestine shame, but he knows that there will be shame. So what did he do? He said, hey, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil. To give you what? An expected end. Understand, God has not predestined shame and evil. It is not true. Job 34 verse 10, far be it from God to do wickedness. Evil will come, but there's a way out. Someone say amen to that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. He said there's a way of escape. There's nothing that comes along your path of destiny that is not common to man. God, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above your able. But with the same temptation, make a way of escape, because he knows that you can handle it. Hear me, please understand. God does not predestine evil for you. There will be evil. He never told us there will not. You remember what Jesus said? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. Sufficient unto the day and the what? Evils thereof. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, there's no need to worry. There's no need to fear. The battles may be raging, but the victory is sure. Do you understand? when he's there.
Number two, uncompromised truth. Predestination must always be, it cannot be stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, predestination cannot be stopped. Cannot be stopped. That's why, hear me, nobody can stop you. It can be delayed, but it cannot be denied. Sir, did you hear what I said, sir? It can be water. It can be delayed, but it cannot be denied. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you. Listen. Listen. So, let the devil throw his best shot. He cannot stop destiny. God told the children of Israel, you'll get to the promised land. Did they get there? Did they get there? Was it delayed? Was it denied? No. It can be delayed by your disobedience. It can be facilitated by your obedience. Who you now choose? God or man? But it cannot be denied. The people, the generation you told to enter the promised land, the Bible said they got the Kadesh Barnea. And they wasted 40 years there. 40 whole years there. Until every one of them died, it was their children that entered the promised land. Predestination was still fulfilled. Hey. It can be delayed. God told Abraham, he was enjoying God on his own. Abraham, 400 years, your seed will serve in the land of bondage. It was not denied. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. Say, say praise up, Abraham. Don't bother. Don't bother pray. You see, if you understand predestination, I've said it again, sir. You won't pray. There's no prayer you pray. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You won't pray. You just know that this thing was meant to be. You just know that this thing will come to pass. God said 400 years, but 430 years. 30 years added. It was delayed, but it was not denied. Is there anything God has said? It may have been delayed, but it cannot be denied. If you can embrace this mystery of predestination. So no devil can cheat you of this truth. Number three, uncompromised truth. Kabayashi. Nothing, therefore, takes God by surprise. Someone say amen to that. Nothing takes God by surprise. Yeah. When you are there. Nothing takes God by surprise. Kaya Dadas. Elush. Elabayash. Sekara Dadas. Nothing. To you, your future may be like a surprise, but to God is not a surprise. From what perspective am I going to see? I can't see from the perspective of men. I must without fail see from the perspective of God. You know what it begins to do with you? Suddenly, you go through this or that. The question will not be, what did I do or what happened? It will be, Lord, what have you brought me into to learn? Because destiny is speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Lord. I met this man
for the first time in my life. 2001, sir. 13. I met him in 2013. And he walked into my office. And interestingly, I remember his position. He walked into my office. He didn't stay by the two seats in front. He came close to my side and he did like this. Immediately he did like that. I heard the voice of God. This man will walk with you for life. And I wrote it down. 2001, did I see you for the first time? 13. 2001, did you see me for the first time? 2012. 12. So you had seen me before I saw you. You saw me where? On the screen in Shiloh. What was I doing? Singing. He and his wife saw me on the screen singing. And that same day, they called me a destiny name, which I keep to our three of us. They call me that destiny name. It's a strong word. Say, this is pastor this. This is pastor that. This is destiny. Few months after, understand, December 2012, October 2013, I never knew they saw me. And God said, this man will walk with you for life. Sir, did I tell you, sir, that day? You see that woman there? 2002. When God was telling me about Ecclesia 1999, God was telling me Ecclesia 2002. Gilgal. Alpha. I'm bringing you to picture of predestination. Alpha. Okay, before then, when it was time to begin Ecclesia, he said, number one, your don'ts. It is not a family assignment. Number two, don't take any Living Faith pastor. Only Ayo, because he's my servant for you. And essentially, because of his wife, he's coming not because of himself, but because of his wife. For this, this, and this. Did I show you years after? 2017, when Gilgal, and then heaven landed on her and said, ta 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 ta, this is destiny. And she began to cry. So they came and said, sir, I know my destiny for the first time. I said, shut up. Ask her. I said, this is your destiny. This is what God said concerning you. He said, why didn't you tell me? I said, what nonsense. And why should I tell you your own assignment? Me tell you. Where does it come? It doesn't work. Nothing takes God by surprise. Stop guessing. So if you don't like them, you don't like me. There's nothing you can do. If you don't like them, you don't like Ecclesia, I don't care. All of you can disappear. Leave two of them for me. They are my destiny. I will die for them. I will give my last blood over them. I will lose anything, anyone, because of them. 1999. Sister Misha, you should say something. I don't see myself in Ecclesia. I don't see myself. Predestination by words. That brings me to two things, two types of predestination. Predestination of purpose and predestination of persons. If you cut this one, you're made. Predestination of purpose, predestination of person. There are two different things, sir. There are events in your life that will never be tampered with. When it's got to do with predestination of purpose, nothing will stop it,
Nothing will tamper with it. Nothing will alter it. Are you aware, Olayinka, that over 300 years ago was Cyrus ordained to rescue Israel? Remember King Cyrus? Isaiah said, hey, don't say it, Cyrus. He's anointed. Whose right hand have I holden to subdue kings? It came to pass in the time of Daniel. Predestination of purpose. This thing must be. It has to be. There is a predestination of person, Victoria. Hear this. For person, it can change. Purpose cannot change. Person can change. And we're going to pray. Why? When it's got to do with person, God leaves you with a choice. It's about your choice. You choose or you don't choose. It leaves you. It doesn't force you. He told them that, hey, there's a prediction of purpose that you must get to the promised land. They chose that there are giants in the land. They chose that there are grasshoppers in their eyes. And they chose to die. But there were people who never saw Egypt. And they entered the promised land. It's a choice. I leave you with a choice, sir. Choose destiny. Choose destiny, sir. So that you won't struggle, sir. So that you will properly align. Because there are some things that have been written, There's nothing can be removed. Sorry to embarrass you, man of God. This man. 2002. He had his own template of revelation. He had printed and he had called the name of the church and started. He was sweating like a chicken. He went to a conference and by divine ordination, a man of God said, look at you. You are not called to start an assignment. There's a man God is keeping for you. He will surface. When he surfaces, that is your destiny. You are called to serve that man till you die. That is where your glory lies. Ask Bishop Abiy when you see him about Bishop Oyedepo. May you say yes to God's will over your life. Sir, do you understand, sir? Just the thought of it, sir. With this predestination in mind. So, the people that are to walk with me, God has prepared them. This is my brother sitting down. Me. I will never tell him what he's to do for me. The dimension of his assignment for Ecclesia. He will look for it himself. He will do his business. My first son is about to enter university. And then he's begging. Tell me if I mistakenly gave him a diary. So, he found himself typing something in that diary. And I woke up 3 a.m. I said, Jesus. I went back. I said, did you check this page? I swear, tell me the truth. So I did. He said, if you check it, you will grow blind. But oh, I want to be this. I said, okay, go ahead. I'm thinking of this. Go ahead. There's predestination. It has been written. Why are you struggling, sir? Ma'am, I don't know why you're struggling. 2012, we talked about this land. So who will come and collect it? When I'm true, I'm true. I'll soon be true. When I'm true with this land, we'll move. Nobody can collect it. It's not possible. No force of hell. Why are you struggling? I tell you, people that will misbehave, I will tell you, this person will misbehave, so prepare. When it happens, you say, that's his response. I'm even tired of his, he just says, prepare. I will tell him ahead, except I forget. If I forget, I can snap it and send it to him. I wrote it down and check the date.
Why are you struggling? You're struggling for nonsense. You are fighting. Sir, least to fight against God. See, sir. I'm showing you the power of predestination. Don't fight against God. You know what Gamaliel said? Gamaliel told them in Acts chapter 5, verse 38 and verse 39. He said, hey, guys. He said, hey, if this thing is of men, be rest assured that it will not prosper. But if it is of God, it will prosper. So that you won't fight against God. There are things that God has said about you that will come to pass. Who will take over Ecclesiastes? I know. I'm not confused. So you can't be too spiritual to confuse me. Prophet of Israel cannot confuse me. Who is going to cause me pain? I know. I'm not confused. I heard. So I keep them at arm's length. You must be crazy. Very crazy, sir. Because predestination is predestination. Who will bring me strength and make the work? I know. So I draw them close. It doesn't matter how you feel. I don't care how you feel. Your feeling is stupid and irrelevant. At the end of the day, I'll stand before God. Not all of us will come before God on my behalf. Least you fight against God, stay on your lane. Don't cross the line. God promised me that when we pray, that every destiny will align. He promised me. Give me that scripture. Easy English. Verse 31 now. 39? Thank you. But perhaps God has said that they must do this work. And if that is true, then you cannot stop them. You might even find that you are fighting against who? Don't fight against God. Someone say, I'm praying. I say, you are stupid. Praying for what? Who sent you? You say, who do you take God for? Just go, just hear stupid prayers. On what matter? What he had ordained? Predestined. Is it now your prayer? Your prayer of 2019 that will corrupt a thing that was separated from the womb? What are you talking? What a big beast in a pure Christianity. You are praying that God will change his mind. How does God change? Is that how to do it? You have passion. Give me passion of that scripture. Can I pray over your life? I decree in the name of Jesus, every event of your life shall be fulfilled. You see, sir, understand. There are men, there are women ordained in your path of life to do well. He has arrayed them, arranged them, prepared them. The greatest shock of my life was when this woman revealed to me 2002. Everything God has said 1999 about Ecclesia. Fear. Told me my future. Not that she's so spiritual. Don't get me confused. It's predestination. I said, this is exposure. This is a bad exposure. This is a dangerous exposure. That God did not keep my future with me. He revealed it to someone else. 2002. They saw me 2012. And the day they saw me, they called me a destiny name, which we won't tell you. They never knew that 10 months after our path will cross. They never knew that by 2019, we'll be together working for God. And then someone will now come in 2019 and be talking nonsense. And just wake up and think that it's magic. Give me passion of that scripture, sir. See this, sir. But if this movement is of God, you won't be able to stop it. And you might discover that you were fighting God all along. You're doing what, sir? Fighting God all along. Should we pray? Should we pray? You know, the first thing to pray about is, Lord, I won't fight you again. Because I understand. You hold God's hand backward. when you are trying to struggle and trying to bring.
One of the most remarkable statements that God made for me was, don't bring people into what I didn't call them for. If you bring anyone to what I didn't call them for, they will not only be damaged in assignment, they will be destroyed in destiny.
Keep everyone in the path they have been wired for. Don't sentiment on anything.
If you are not wired for a thing, don't envy another person that is wired for it.
Don't fight against God. Rise to your feet.
You know what we'll do?
Let's go ahead. Lift up your two hands and let's thank God for today's word. Thank Him for today's word. Thank Him for today's word. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. Lord, we thank You. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Jesus. We honor You, Jesus. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your word. For bringing us into light. For bringing us into light. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name. Lord, I will never fight You. I will never resist Your will again. Lift up your two hands and pray this prayer. Your two hands up and pray this prayer. It's a sign of surrenderedness. Lord, I will not fight You again. I fought You enough. I'm fighting. I'm just fighting. I've fought You enough. I will not fight You. I will not contend with You. Paul said, can a man contend with his maker? Who can contend with him and survive? Lord, I will not fight You again. I give it all up. I give it all up. I surrender it all to You. I will not fight You. I will not resist You. Jesus appeared to Paul. I said, hey, stop struggling. You can't kick against the prey. You can't struggle with Me. This thing has been predestinated. Don't struggle. Lord, I will not fight You. I will not resist You any longer. That is dispensation. Allowing God to rule. That is what dispensation is all about. God managing your affairs. That is what dispensation is all about. Fullness of time, the dispensation. Lord, I surrender it to You. Lord, I surrender it to You. In Jesus' name. Again, we're going to pray. Lord, I yield to You totally. I do what, sir? Sir, yours truly, sir, I've lost personal desires. I've lost it, sir. I don't have personal plans. I've lost, sir, I've lost personal desires.
I've gotten to a point that what he wants is what I want. What he doesn't want, I don't want. I don't care how anybody feels. Long time I've lost it. Because I've come to understand, every time I choose my own, it gives me what I don't want. So why am I struggling? Lord, I yield totally to your will. Again, lift up your two hands. Lord, I yield totally, totally to your will. I yield totally. He told me if they pray, I will make sure they enter destiny full. Lord, I yield totally to your will. Pray, brother. Pray, sister. This is a defining moment of your destiny and my destiny. Lord, I yield totally, absolutely to your will. Totally. Totally. Totally, totally, Jesus. Totally, Jesus. Totally, Jesus. Why you are struggling is because you are not yielding. God is looking for yielded vessels. I yield totally. Sometimes it will be in hunger and in pain that your glory lies, and you begin to say, I'm looking for answer and solution. At that point, you're not yielding again. Understand this thing. It will be in pain and affliction that your glory lies. And sometimes you begin to say, Lord, this is what I want. No, sir. Lord, I yield totally to your will. Lord, I yield totally. I may not understand many things right now, but I yield totally to your will. My brother, pray. My sister, pray. This destiny must answer. This destiny must answer. I yield totally, Lord. I'm tired of struggle. I'm tired of pretense. I yield totally to your will. I may not know what lies ahead, but I yield totally to your will. Not my will. Not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, Jesus, but your will be done. Your will be accomplished. I understand predestination. I yield totally to your will. There is a design. There is a plan. It's a mystery. There's a template. I refuse to struggle with God or fight with God's will. It may not be palatable, I care not. It may bring shame according to men, I care not.
But as for me, I yield to your will. In Jesus' name. You know, I like the way you're praying, but this kind of prayer does not generate anything. Trust me, I can see some few people crying, but you have not started. See, this kind of prayer does not generate anything. Because understand, I told you, sir, God does not offer you information. He answers according to your test and yearning. Lord, destiny must not fail. Say, okay, I'll make sure it doesn't fail. You know, we'll pray. Lord, never allow me to want what I like. Lord, never allow me to have what I want, to want what I like. Never allow me to be who I want to be. Frustrate me, Lord. That is dispensation. God ruling the affairs of men. And that's what the kingdom is all about. Lord, never allow me. So if it is in Ibadan, you stay there. You stay there. If it's only 10, you die with them. Not that you now wake up, say you're coming to Abuja. Or you wake up again, you're going to close to Edo. So do you understand? Lord, never allow me to want what I want. You know, in the evening, we'll look at the mystery of his timings. Because it's sequential. Because I feel like getting to distraction and discouragement fast. I just want to quickly get there. But I can't get there until we flow. You understand better. By then, you will vow. Nobody's counsel will change you. You come to a point. If God said it, you may not understand it, you go for it. Nobody's misbehavior will alter your feeling. You vow. It's a vow. Just vow. You're going all the way. Full length. Let everybody turn against you. You're going for Jesus. Lord, never allow me to have what I want. Never allow me to be who I want to be. Just make it impossible that I'm making these plans for my own self. Frustrate me and cancel it. Let my case be like Balaam. That I can't go forward. You turn me back if I don't hear. Use the rat in my house to speak. Never allow me to embark on a journey. Let my case be like Paul on the road to Damascus. Paul, Saul. You can't kick against the barbed wire. Acts chapter 9 verse 7. Predestination has suggested you are the one to save these people, not to kill them. So you better understand and mellow. Lord, never allow me. Hey, can I tell you, sir? In the course of predestination, what I've been written. You know the problem why we can't see the ancient works and experience the ancient power? Because our own following God has conditions. Lord, as I follow you, don't touch my finance. Don't touch my marriage. Lord, don't touch my children. You see, Lord, don't touch my health. Touch your health. Ask Obadari when you see him. Destiny, you must be fulfilled. Eyes must go. Choose one. Eyes or destiny. Ask Ayo Babadola when you see him. Destiny must be fulfilled. Wife must go. Choose one. Wife or destiny. Think, sir. Lord, don't allow me to have what I want to have. Don't allow me to be what I want to be. Lord, frustrate me. Because, understand, sir, there's a design. So you won't end up like us. I mean, just imagine that 6 million that have been in my pocket. Or done better thing. So it crashed. Never left us with anything. I lost 6 million with my eyes open. Because I decided to go for my own design. Not his design. Thank God for revelation. Thank God for the spirit of just remember perfect. Victor, you want to fail us. We give you a design. Use your head. Return back. Yeah. It's true.
Nothing just happens, sir. Nothing takes God by surprise. Sir, you're not praying for me. You're not praying for Ecclesia. 2043, I know it. I'm waiting for 2000. Let me tell you when, sir. When, because I was hand over. I know it. So I'm not confused. Master, don't allow me. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray for yourself. You are strong enough. For Abba, for what? Abba, what kind of life is that? Hey! Not me again, Lord. Don't allow me. Don't give me that privilege again to make the decisions of my own. Don't allow me to be who I ought to be. Make me who you want me to be. I don't want anything of myself again. Beloved, I believe these are the prayers that God hears. And God begins to take responsibility over the destinies of some certain people. Do you allow me to go where I want to go? Do you allow me to say what I want to say? Do you allow me to have what I want to have? Don't allow me to leave. I want to leave. I don't want it all. I don't want. Lord, if you can hear me this once. Don't allow my children to be what they want to be. Interested about people's feeling, people's desire, people's mouth is not necessary. I'm not. Please pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. We are the remnants. There's a grace of election upon our lives. We can't fail a generation. Pray, sir. Probably that journey you're already in is not his plan. Those plans may not be his own. God has just intercepted you through this message. Pray. Women, pray for your children. Oh. Pray for them. Oh. Pray for them. Oh. Part of the greatness of my destiny is the prayers of my mother. Pray for them. Oh. Pray for your children.
pray for them. Is it that destiny is so careless that you can be praying like this? Believers only pray when there's trouble. Now we are talking about destiny. How many minutes have we prayed? We've not even prayed up to 15 minutes, my brother. Don't be careless. This word must culminate into power. Energy is the word. Hey! Shout out to the manes. For you were born for such a time as this. Sweat now. Sweat now. Sweat now. So I can enjoy the sweet in the future. Labor now. So your destiny can answer in favor. You have allowed me enough. I'm tired of being allowed. Don't allow me, Jabba. Abba, for what? Stop it. Don't allow me, Lord. Stop me in my tracks. Hold me back. Confuse me. Disappoint me. Pressure my prayer. This answers for everything. Everything. When this prayer is fulfilled, don't allow me to like what I like and have what I should have. I want and be what I want to be. Only what your choice is what I want. Suddenly, you won't marry wrongly. You won't travel wrongly. You won't find yourself in wrong occupation. Everything will change, my brother. He's stronger than Lord. Give me job. Lord, progress me. Those are children church prayer. This is the mystery of predestination. There's a foreordained plan, which is for your glorification. Every predestination is for glorification. Don't forget, my destiny is not better than your own. It's the quality of destiny, my brother and sister. Sheila Maria, In Jesus' precious name. Now I'm going to pray this prayer strong. And please, I beg you. Friends, I beg you. We will never repeat message, neither will we copy anybody to preach. We have been sent to a people. It's not about that we know better than you. You are actually more anointed than us. But we're sent. And he has sent us with us. And for every sent messenger, there's a message. So we know what we're praying about. We know what we're doing. We're very intentional. Our drive, you, for those of us that have registered, if you've gone through what Ecclesia is, our drive is intentionality. That's our motto. We know what we're doing. Then you can understand this scripture, therefore, as we pray this one more prayer. It is God that worketh in me. Both to what? Will and to do of his good pleasure. The word worketh is energio. That's where the word energy comes from. It means to put forth power. It means to be operative. So it is God that makes me operative to will and to do destiny. So, it is God that worketh in me, both to will, worketh, energy. So, it's a spiritual energy I am consummating when I'm speaking in tongues that makes me have enough capacity to drive destiny without fail. So as I'm speaking in tongues, energio, things begins to work in God for me to will and to do his purpose over my destiny. So I see myself functioning, others are flapping, I'm soaring. Others are toiling, I'm gliding. They're asking, what is he doing, what is he not doing? Sir, understand, sir. Understand the glory of destiny. Now, this is the third year we don't have a prayer squad. And you can't tell us we don't have fire. You know what that suggests? Template. Design. Are you going to have prayer squad later? Watch now. Watch what will happen very soon. Sir. But see, another man of God. It's that ministry. You gather people to pray. One day, we gathered to pray. I can't remember one time. We just gathered to pray some people. And I saw. He just showed me in flash the future of Ecclesia. You know what the future? By that prayer. He said, see your prayer. If you continue this gathering, see what it will produce. You know what I saw? Scattered work. I said, he said, look at this. You see, there's some things that when it is time, we'll be talking in clarity. You know, let me tell you what you don't understand. The Bible you are holding is God speaking to men. In this generation, God is speaking to men. You will soon become the Bible others will be reading in the future. So he said, look at this ministry. After some years, they scattered. I said, sir, why did they scatter? He showed me three ministries. He said, why did they scatter? He said, when they started praying. They gathered people who were not supposed to pray. They sowed wrong seed. Shege. I said, are you now saying that is a template that people should not gather? He said, that's not what I'm saying. There's some ministries that I don't need them to gather to pray. It's a one-man prayer for now. Sir, do you understand my confusion about our generation? Because Bishop Oedipo did this. Because Dr. Port, you now follow his template. You don't understand that destinies are different? Don't worry, I will talk to you some sense in the minister's flow tomorrow by 1:30, all the ministers. Probably you will go and close your ministry or you change your mind. Do you understand? So suddenly now, you find yourself in confusion because you are trying to copy someone. Meanwhile, God had not ordained the copying. It is God that worketh in me, both to will and to do of his, not mine. Worketh energio. Carabai. So, now, amplify it, message it, passion it. Let's go. Which one will you give me first? Amplify it. Good. Thank you. Not in your own strength. Omo, wake up. For it is God who is all the while effectually at work where? Energizing and creating you the power and desire. Radaba. Iso so faria.
both to will and to work for his good pleasure and his satisfaction and his delight. You see, stop trying to make it work. It has worked. So enter the one that it has worked. What is wrong with you? Why are you trying to make it work? What is wrong with you? Who are you listening to? Some of us that left this move, I told them, I said, see, if God did not tell you to do what we are doing, don't do. Do you understand? God is not a confusionist. The reason he told you to start is because it is different. If it is not different, he won't tell you to start. The reason why Ecclesia is because Ecclesia is not living faith. It can never be living faith. So we can't sing living faith songs. We can't sing on Mame here. Muri Radia here to where? Or your Coco to where? No! That is them. Understand the mystery of your assignment. It is God that worketh in you. What is the copying about? I wish you can understand, sir. Great ministry, living faith. Don't talk. Mighty, unusually great. Oh, hey. Sir, you know what changed everything? I can never forget. Youth convention. You see, that's why, you see, in this kind of conference like this, and I don't know why God's servant has changed his mind to just anybody be preaching a youth convention. It's so painful. Then he takes youth convention himself. 1997, youth convention, my first youth convention ever. Sat in the gallery, right, Joba, inside one class like that. There was no screen. I was struggling to hear, but that one I heard. He said, God told me this morning that the greater than Oyedepo has just been born. Some of them shouted, amen. You know what I did? I jumped up. I said, that is me. You are in trouble. I said, that is me. You are in trouble. I never knew I would be a pastor in the faith. And I grew to the point that, hey, after me is you. He said so. So I say it openly and I say it online. So I guess I'm lying. After me is you. I grew to that level. Look at you. Carelessness. Carelessness. Life filled with carelessness, pallying and junketing with people who are not going to where you are going. Sir, when by the time I knew that I was called to start a phase of my journey in living faith, I knew that I came alone. So I couldn't pally any pastor. There was none that was my friend. He gave me two that were my friends. Pastor Enche and Pastor Abaton. He said, they are your brothers. So we call ourselves brothers. He told me, do you understand? So I was not ready for nonsense. No nonsense. I don't. Do you understand? Because I understand where I'm going to. No relationship that is not necessary. We can smile. We can pray together in pastor's meeting. After that, bad market. It is God that worketh in me. Both to will and to do. But you, tap, what did he send you? You will go. What did he ask you? You will enter. The thing you should not talk about, you begin to put your mouth. I've heard the confirmation from the Lord. The things you will say that will cause your mouth to go. It is God that worketh in you. Both to will and to do. Sir, I wish I can pour my heart to you. You know what he just told me now? He said, tell them I've made the path clear for them. God said, did you hear that? He said, tell them I've made the path clear for them. They should walk. They should not try to make it work. They should just be walking. Walk through it. Walk through it. Don't struggle. We're going to generate energy. Which version next, sir? Give me the next message, passion, anyone. That energy is whose energy? I see, that's what we're going to generate now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? That is what we're going to generate now. That energy is God, sir. You can't. I can't use the grace of Bishop Oyedepo to function in Ecclesia. You can't use my grace to function in God's movement. You can't, my brother. That's why I celebrate you.
You can't. Steal your lane. Focus on your assignment. Disconnect from irrelevancies. They can talk their talk. It doesn't matter. Their talk does not change you. You need to understand where you are going to. When God deals with them, they'll be the one coming to beg you. Do you understand God said? That is all your name. It was not a mistake. Stay strong. Look like nobody. Stay strong. The path is clear. Walk right through it. What is discouraging you? What is that about? Do you know the generation that is lying ahead of you? Do you know the foundation you must lay? TDJ has laid the foundation of his ministry for 17 years. It's the top largest church in the world. Yogi Cho didn't just lay foundation for years. He lost ministry for 10 years. Bedridden. Lost marriage. Now he's the largest church in the world. Where do you think that everything will be nice? Who told you everything will be nice? Who told you everything will be good? You don't know your own predestination? It's different from mine. Because after 3 years, the accuser is enjoying glory. Does not mean you will enjoy my own. My own is 3 years foundation. Because I've made mistakes. So I'm gaining speed. I've just spoken to you. I don't know what's in your mind, but I've just spoken to you. You understand? That energy is God's energy. An energy deep within you. God himself willing. And working at what will give him the most pleasure. It's about him. I'm not happy. Who cares? You're not happy about what? Who cares about you not being happy? If it's predestination, God has not your happiness in view. It's your glory he has in view. It's your own happiness, your own glory. His own happiness, your own glory. Give me, thank you, Pastor. God will continually revitalize you. Someone say amen. That amen is not good. Do you understand? We'll continually revitalize energy. So I'm speaking in tongues. I'm building spiritual strength. Do you understand? Return that scripture. Implanting within me the passion to do what pleases him. Sir, do you understand? So in the midst of loneliness and nothing is happening, I'm strong because it's building energy. In the inside of me, then I can understand the heartfelt continued prayer of the righteous makes tremendous power available, which is dynamic in its working. James 5:16 amplified. So Pastor DG, I'm not speaking in tongues for fun. Marvin, I'm not just blabbing. I'm energizing. I'm gathering something. So that when I enter 2043, I will not crumble like others crumble. So that I will not be the 78 that another 79 is saying that 78 has missed it. I will not be. It will have been that I fulfill destiny without reproach. And I pursue to the end. You know how I wish, but God doesn't do it most of the time, that God can pause your destiny and quickly fast forward you and give you 5 years projection. And make you see what lies ahead. Recently, I went on an 8-day adventure. By the fifth day, he said 2022. Vision 2022. Hey! I say, yeah. He said, but before 2022, 2019 and 2020, you will suffer persecution, accusation, rubbish, talks. So if you don't like it, cancel 2022. I said, I like it. Let them throw their best shot. Let them throw it. I need it. In fact, if I don't hear it, I'm angry. In fact, now, after this isolation, after WAP, I'll be calling you. What they say about me? Let them say more. Tell them, I'm sleeping with women. Come. Tell them, I'm stealing money. More accusation. So I can be strong. So 2022 will not fail. Ima, you can talk. Do you understand? Lord, hey, I build spiritual energy. To do your will. Sir, this kind of prayer is not for ice cream believers. So all those adults that are sitting down like pregnant women, I feel sorry for you. Because may you not see something bigger than you. That time, they will say, sit down. Say, you can't sit. Say, sit down, brother. I say, we can't sit. Oh. But now, in the atmosphere of creation, God is saying, pray predestination into reality.
See, some of you, you have been signed. Some people are signed to sleep. Maybe their own predestination, and it's not true. Because God does not predestine evil. Can't you see the devil sitting on you? Even sleep, inside sleep. Inside prayer. Radekas. Cancer. Change. Confusion. So you now get to the future now, you are now confused. Lord, what happened? No, that time when they tell you to pray predestination, you were sleeping. So at that time also everything slept. Mama kasuko radaya. Hey, energy, somebody. Hey, pray with strength now. Pray loud. Pray with strength. Pray loud. My friend, this is business. Shira malala miyanos. Igerra dadada balasha. Igerra galalala baladiasa. Zira lala miyanane yabosa. Lirimini. Lirimini birimiribus. Iribiyani iribiyamiyis. Ziribiyami iribiyanes. Iribiribini ribakiris. Nelido. Niribiyanis. Iabiyai. Irebi and Elamond, Irebi and Elamia, Liremansa, Isherito, Irades, Irabale, Lizuzu, Lizu Brandis, Isirebianta, Mengendes, Rade, Mane, Wadamae, Lizus, Linimis. Liribidis. Liribidimidis. Iramayandias. Rigabayande. Rigarabalis. Ligariande libidi. And the Amande. And the Andeus. Spiritual energy. Spiritual energy. Spiritual energy. This energy is of God. You must do. You must will. His design plan. Over your life. Hey. 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 Liamando. Ziramanis. Siramania. Siramania. Irratendes. Irradiates. Irradiates. Liribangata. Igarimaya. Siramayas. Sirabaladiat. Shigariata. Siramandos. Siramande. As Imangaya Imandoli Ilandeye Iandebo Zeriandebos Zeriandebo Mariande Zekeregelebe Zekeregelebe. Siravayande. Shigalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal
Destiny come forth. Destiny come forth. Destiny come forth. Shigarabaye. Hey. Hey.
Shirabaye. Seda. Sedama. Sedabale. Hey. Sendela the mothers. Sendela la 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 la. See them on now. Blessed assurance. Hey. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. 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 Shada Lemanda. Let a bale bale see Gabaye. Santa la malis. Irada da da balata. We are talking about divine energy for the fulfillment of your preordinate destiny. We are talking about divine energy for the accomplishment of God's will over your life, sir. Is your life, oh? Is your life? But all of us have been called together. Do your part. I do my part. You do your part. We do our part. We are coming together as a force that cannot be stopped. That's why I need you to pray. Please pray. There are contentions in the air that can actually resist or deplete spiritual energy. Pray. I'm not saying to silence them, to grow in spiritual energy to the point that they become insignificant. Sister, that tiredness is a bastard. The next 3 minutes is over. You'll be sleeping. Nonsense sleep. Next 4-5 hours, you'll be doing nothing. Can't you plug in for these 3 minutes? That tiredness is a bastard. You are stirring up energy. Spiritual deposits. Spiritual investments. Spiritual capitals. That's what you are gathering, my brother. Those that went ahead of us did it. I've done mine. I'm still doing. Nothing just happens. We can't fail this generation. God is concerned about us. I will gather sleepers and rise from the dead, and God shall give the light. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands, please. At this 12th hour, this apostolic and prophetic hour, Scripture said every destiny that is going to matter for a generation is built on the grace of the apostles and the prophet. I speak at this very 12th hour of this second day of the Word and Power Conference, fullness of times, the dispensation. That in the name that is above every name, Jesus, who called me, the owner, the founder, the builder, the general overseer of the Ecclesia Embassy, who is the one anchoring this conference, that your destiny will answer. I decree by the authority of heaven. If it answered for the ancient, it will answer for you. Yeah. By the energy that has been gathered this very minute, I project you as a force that can never be stopped. Yeah. Sir, they can't stop you. Let me build your heart ahead. If it is destiny you are going to fulfill in this generation, there will be contentions. But I always say you can understand that if you can stand strong, the glory cannot be compared. There's an agenda of a takeover over this generation, that the glory of the ancient will be brought at once upon men. That suddenly the greater than this, greater than that will arise. In various sectors of life, he sent me for such a raising of men. I therefore bring you into this reality. Not just the adults, even these little children who thought that they are going through a process and they didn't even understand. The same way, 7 years, my brother will be carrying me inside bus, 3 buses. Anytime I'm carrying him on the leg, and sometimes there's no transport, and he will say, I should go to church by force. I didn't understand that destiny was being prepared. I therefore decree in the name that is above every name. Lord, on behalf of these people, I put my calling on the line. If truly you sent me, none of these destinies will crash. It doesn't matter what will come. It doesn't matter what will be spoken. It doesn't matter what will attack them. It doesn't matter who will live their lives. It doesn't matter who will close doors on them. I decree in the name of Jesus, everything that has been written as a design, everything that has been modeled, a prototype for their destiny to be, they will answer in Jesus' name. I speak with my eyes closed that in the name that is above every name, none of you will miscarry destiny. Because it has been written.
And what had been written cannot be erased. Therefore, what had been written concerning you in the volume of the books, they will be accomplished through this Word and Power Conference. As we unveil another mystery in the afternoon, and we unveil five more mysteries, I decree you will enter into the mastery of your destinies. Nothing shall become confusion for you again. I speak over your destiny. You know what the scripture said? Show them that scripture, sir. Amplified of it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. He said, he that prophesies, amplified of it, was four thereof. He said, it's for the progress. Hear this. He said, but he who prophesies, interpreting the divine will and purpose and teaching with inspiration, edifies and improves the church and promotes growth. I therefore decree. Because he gave me these words for you. These words will make you. These words will increase you. These words will promote you. See, I'm not apologetic. I'm a field marshal in the end time army. I'm not apologetic. Meaning I have people under me. It's not about serving me. It's about I'm leading a generation. So I have a battalions of people that must begin to move in this direction, moving in that direction. That's why I can't play with you. I can't play with you. I can't be smiling with you. I know what lies ahead. I can't be careless. I can't be your friend. You can't be my friend. No, you can't. You can't come around me. I don't need you. You need me. I understand what lies ahead. So I can't be careless. So I don't care what you say. What you say does not matter to me. What I suffer, I don't care. How you feel is irrelevant. One of those times we were praying. I saw a pregnant woman. I don't want to even talk about her. So she won't. I'm tired of giving people ideas. Because I've given some ideas. They took the wrong step. They destroyed themselves. And then I was as I was praying, like we were speaking to the church like this. And the child was smiling. Is that a woman? The child was smiling. Thank you. Thank you. I'll come. I'll do it. I'll come. I'll do it. Careless woman. She has delivered now. But careless stupidity. Careless playing, just playing nonsense. Playing nonsense to the point of carelessness. Just hand over a child to another person for the child to be breastfed or be nonsense. I pray. Sir, you know the burden, sir. You see, the burden for me is this. The burden for me is this. That if 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us will not stand up and do something definite, a generation will be lost. That's why Ecclesia is not a church, it's a movement. We're not raising members, we're raising leaders. So if you're looking for a church, you've missed it. Don't come here. We're raising leaders. So people that are not for us, they can't stay. I showed you a scripture one day. I was not looking for the scripture. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, TLB. See, I was not looking for the scripture. I was praying and God said to me, he said, anyone that left us, they are not part of us. Sir, see, for you to understand how mad I am, I have a grace. You can say there's someone here that 0400. Me, I have a grace. Rema word. Scripture I've never seen before. He will tell me the version. He said, the next thing I'm telling you who wrote it and the year. He said, that's the version he's taking. But until you are faithful with getting a grace, that's why sometimes you see me, I miss a scripture. I say, God, what is wrong? Because it's string. See, let me show you that scripture. This against Christ's people. Some people are fighting with God senselessly. Dummies. Against Christ's people. Used to be members of our churches. But they never really belong with us. Or else they would have stayed. When they left us, it proved that they were not of us at all. Even from the beginning. So man of God, what is wrong with you?
Hello, why did you leave us? Why did you leave who?
What is wrong with you? What a careless generation.
Please don't go.
Please don't go. Are you sick? And some of you make stupid, careless, dumb nonsense. You now begin to call them. Hello, we didn't see you. Wait, who sent you? Who sent you? So fight. I'm warning you. See, this is a movement. You know a movement, sir? It's a movement. It clears anything on the path. Who sent you? We've not seen you. The ones that are coming, you didn't ask them, how are you? You know, it's careless, stupid, because you want to hear demonic nonsense. And you don't understand. It's dropping your life. You see, let me tell you something. When I'm out of this foundation, by Monday, I'm truly out. So I'm ready. I will appear in your house at a time untold. I'll now be telling you, why did you speak to that person? See what you did on this day. Some of you, I'm writing your stories down. I'll just come and tell you. Bang, bang. Lie now. Say I lie. That's where I'm going to. That's where already I am, and that's where I'm still going to. For you to understand. There is a movement, sir. Sir, one of the things that is available is that you know ahead. You can't be confused. Stretch out your hands towards this altar. Hey. Ha. That what, sir? You can't, what, sir? You can't be confused. That you know ahead. That when trouble is to come, you see. That when one major crash is to happen, you know. That when someone is about to step out and crush you, you know. That when a gift is for your destruction, you know. That when people are discussing contrary, you know. That when there's a glory ahead, you are aware. That when there's a blessing ahead, you are aware. That when there's a particular destiny that you must embrace and hold tight, because of the journey you are going to run together, you are aware. That you are aware with Timothy and a Titus. You are not interested with a Luke or an Alexandra. I decree. So this thing must not be in vain. Oh. I decree. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hearing ear and the seeing eyes, receive him now. The hearing ear and the seeing eyes, receive him now. You know, three weeks ago, I took two people. And I warned those people, don't tell them anything. I just took them. I said, let's go. I drove on our trucks. And then I said, this is it. This is a location. These are the two things. And we got to a place. I said, stop. Go and ask. Exactly. And one of them said, how? See, you don't understand. Everything is predestined. The next step is known. The next location is known. The next people are known. We are not confused. We are not confused. We are not guessing. I wish you can understand that this anytime assignment is not about guesswork. There's no room for mistake because you've made mistakes before. There's no place for error. And when the other person dropped, the other person said, sir, how are you doing this thing? How do you know? And interestingly, I don't know the location. I've ever been there before. They took me there. I said, okay, this is what he said. And I was like, as we passed, I was like, stop, go and ask. Exactly. Stop. Exactly. For you. Hello? Help us. Hello? Yeah. And you're talking nonsense with people. Relating with people that doesn't matter. Talking rubbish. Rubbish. Sir, do you understand? Rubbish. Senseless statements. And you think that you will escape such statements. There are some things you will say that will boomerang against you. Especially when it is an assignment that God has said. Leads to fight against God. Don't fight against God's will. Sir, I'm not threatening you, man. I can't threaten you, sir. I honor the call of God upon your lives, every one of you. But because I'm sent as a captain, I can't allow the people in this ship to sink.
It must not be that it's my time. It will be that I gave my last blood to ensure that things are done right and destinies are fulfilled. Therefore, in the name of Jesus. Because he foreknew and he has a design. And he knows the end from the beginning. I therefore decree that from today, you will know. From today, you will see. From today, you will have direction. From today, you will walk in precisions. From today, you will not be double-minded again. From today, you will not settle for cheap. I decree. He brought me to a man and said, look at this man. He said, he's the only one among my soldiers that never made a mistake once. So you can get to that point. And I said to him, I've made so many. He said, but you can get to that point. I bring him into your life right now. And in the name of Jesus, you will never make mistakes again. Possible that man cannot make mistake. Accuracy of knowledge. Accuracy of destiny. Ah, God, have mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Especially our children. None of them will make mistake. None of them. Our carelessness will not derail them. Lift up your voice and thank you. Please thank him. Thank him. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him because the path is cleared, just as I said. The path is cleared. The path is cleared. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You know, let me do something. Please permit me. Permit me. I'll take the announcement and then we'll just close myself. Is that okay? Let me do something. You see, what brings you to the positive side of destiny is salvation. I'm going to ensure that for about 3 months, if as it permits me, we'll still look at the mystery of predestination as a movement. There are two sides of the coin. There's a negative side of destiny. And there's a positive side of destiny. What brings you to the positive side of destiny is salvation. To them he foreknew. Them he predestinate. To be conformed to the image of his son. Because he predestinated them. He called them. It's a call to salvation, not a call to assignment. Shh. He called them, justified them. Justified them so that they can be glorified for what he has prepared them for. I think it is Message translation of that Ephesians, Blessed Assurance, chapter 2, verse 10. He said, God did the saving and the making for himself. He did the saving and the making. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, Message. He did the saving and the making. So, what brings you to the positive side of predestination is salvation. So, immediately you are saved. Don't let anybody confuse you. See, don't let all these pastors bamboozle you. We have confused you enough. I also was ahead of them.
destiny must answer. Now, what is the point? If you are not sure of your salvation, that's what I'm calling for now. If you are still, am I sure I'm saved? If you are not sure of your, because as many as received him, to them he did what? Power. He gave power to be called the Son of. You know. For the Spirit bears witness with your spirit. And John chapter 1 verse 12, Romans chapter 8 verse 16, the Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are. You just know. It's a knowing. The first S is a capital Holy Spirit. The second S is you, your spirit. Bears witness. You just know I'm doing right. You just know I'm going to heaven. You just know I'm in the center of God's plan. I mean, not really totally understand. So much contentions and confusions. But I know I'm in the center of God's plan. If you know, sir, understand what I'm saying, sir. See, this is not the time to be ashamed. One of the most beautiful things that happened, Gilgal, December, was a man of God. He's unfortunate that he's not around right now. He has taught that ministry thrice. I made altar call. I was ashamed that he came out. And God scolded me. I said, are you sick? What do you think you are doing? Do you actually think that is coming to meet? Immediately I made that altar call. He went back to his seat. Destiny open. He has started afresh now. And he's doing very well now. You know him, sir. If you're not sure of your salvation, I don't know why he's making me make this call. If you're not sure of your salvation, I'm not even making altar call. Maybe I can do that at night. If you're not sure of your salvation, I'm not sure. You know, I told you, sir, I was troubled. If you notice, for a long time, I don't make altar call. I was troubled. So he began to take me through scriptures. He said, there's nothing called altar call in the Bible. When the 3,000 were saved, they asked, what would they do? So that's why I say, if you want to make a decision. So I mean, I don't care how you feel. It doesn't matter. He said someone started it. I was about to ask him who started it. But I said, it's not even necessary. So if I tell you who started it, it does not matter. He said the 5,000 also, the same thing. All the apostles did not make altar call. No. There's nothing like that. People make decisions. Are you aware that there was no altar call for Paul? He had an encounter with Christ. That was it. He just needed a connection of a man of God, Ananias, to impart him with the Holy Ghost. You're not sure of your salvation. Lift up your right hand. So don't be ashamed, because this is the personal predestination. It's not a group thing. It's an individual. I'm not sure. And you want to come to the positive side of destiny. Lift up your right hand. You're not sure of your salvation. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Live so boldly. God bless you. 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 Just place your right hand on your chest. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I'm asking for the fulfillment of Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. In the name of Jesus, salvation shall become real. They believe in their heart, they confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, therefore they must be saved. Therefore, every iota of doubt is cursed now. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Therefore, there's no condemnation for them again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set them free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, nothing shall have dominion over them again. Thank you, Father. I bring you into light and to the reality of the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle @EcclesiaEmbassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.